Hey guys, it's your girl Sweetie, and you're listening to Sweet Talk.
And this is Scan.
And this is Little Bit.
And today we have a wonderful, wonderful guest. It's a couple who are in the lifestyle, Nikki and Lex. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
We were searching everywhere for a couple that's going to help us out with one of our episodes. So we really, really appreciate you guys for coming through.
Yay!
All right, so our first paraphilia of the week is salerophilia, which I'm pretty sure I pronounced that wrong, but it is the erotic interest or the sexual attraction to soiling or dirtying others.
Ew. I knew it was going to be something gross.
Well, I mean, this is what I do.
Basically, people, I don't know that that's gross, but okay.
Well, it's different.
I think it depends on, well, for me, my personal opinion, it depends on what type of soiling you're talking about.
Okay.
There can only be but so many types of soiling.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so like, there's shit from anal, throw up, no, from oral.
I mean, just getting somebody else dirty. That's all I could think of. You can have a mud fight or, I don't know.
Okay, so you were thinking, oh, I think of me. Okay. I was thinking soiling with bodily fluids, but okay.
See, I don't like to think that way. I mean, it's possible. I'm completely not into scat play or anything like that, so I don't even, my mind don't even go there, because I'm like, ugh, I'm good.
Okay. So what are we talking about? Say the word again, the correct word again? What are we saying?
Salerophilia. Salerophilia.
Is a desire to want to soil?
Or dirtying others.
Okay. I just looked up paraphilia position, so I wasn't ready for the new word. Okay.
All right, Scan, what's the position of the week?
So with this position here, a lot of the times they have so many positions and they don't have names for them. So unfortunately, we don't have a name for them.
Okay.
I had to come up with my own. So I'm just going to call it the crab. I don't know why. I just felt like I'm going to call it the crab.
The craft or the crab?
Crab. Like,
okay.
Crab,
you know? C-R-A-B. Okay, got it.
Okay, so how this works is, now you know, we got to use our imagination. You ready? Open your brains up. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so you have the partner. It's funny how they say this. Have the partner with the penis. You know, the person that has the penis.
Right.
Okay.
You know, they got to be politically correct.
Right. And it says you do have an option to use a dildo with this.
Okay, so we'll see. There you go.
Okay. Sit with their legs crossed, right? So it's wrapped around you, like you're in a sitting Indian style position. But instead,
the person with the penis,
right? So the person underneath it. So the male sits in an Indian style, and then the female sits in Indian style, but she sits on his lap and wraps her legs around the back of him.
Okay, I can see that.
Okay,
and they're just sitting on top of each other in that position and humping that way. So it's kind of like a riding position, but instead I feel like it's more intimate because you're more wrapped into each other.
Yeah, you're kind of like, okay. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. So I would picture the female would have to scoot.
But I feel like if the penis is small, then it's not really going to work out. But then if the penis is
problems, so I don't know.
But then if the penis is too big, that like it could probably hurt. And how are you doing the insertion thing? Like, all you really can do is the little scoot that men don't really like.
Before you get in that position,
right?
You sit down on it.
So if you have a little penis, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if this is gonna work for you.
Well, there's only one man in here, and he has a big penis, and it
well, I'm sure he's fine. We were talking about the male listeners.
Okay.
Who aren't packing and don't have that advantage. You know, good for you, sir, down there.
Sorry.
So no. So I try to alternate. So next time, I'll have a position for the little guys.
All right. Okay. There we go. All right. What is our zodiac compatibility of the week?
She's so cocky. conscientious. She's gonna find a position for the little guys next time. Absolutely. I like to make sure that everyone is pleased.
For everybody.
We are inclusive on this podcast. Right. That's right.
Big penises, small penises.
All right, so we're gonna do Scorpio this week.
Cool.
Scorpio. Everyone knows that Scorpios are freaks, but not everyone understands that they are discerning freaks. The mysterious, intense Scorpio may be a horn dog, but she or he prefers celibacy to, I don't know what this word is, milky toast sex. I guess that means they you prefer celibacy than to be a, you know, out there.
Just miscellaneous sex. Other than miscellaneous sex.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Casual. She's interested in transformative lovemaking, not just 20 minutes of missionary. It must be more than sex and love. It must be a greater connection. The sexy Scorpion who doesn't understand the phrase shades of gray is either totally uninterested in you or focused entirely on you. Once he or she has decided that you're the one, they'll show you undying love and darkly erotic action. If you want to be with a Scorpio, start working on your stamina and brace yourself. Sexually compatible signs are Cancer, Pisces, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Turn-ons. Understanding. When you know what your Scorpio sweetheart likes, do it for him or her. If you're curious about bondage, this would be the sign to whom you could hopefully offer a rope and a whip.
Interesting.
Scorpios aren't scared of a little kink, huh?
Interesting.
Yeah. Turn-offs. Naysayers, dullards, and pushy people. If you think or attempt to assert that you're in control, the Scorpio will kick you to the curb. And that is the zodiac compatibility of the week.
Okay. Okay. I know several Scorpios, and they deem themselves the freaks of the zodiac.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
But okay.
You know, I don't want to say that necessarily. They do like to give a lot of attention, though, sexually, from my experience. Like, they are willing to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they are more of a passionate lover, in my opinion. But I can't say I've come across a Scorpion, though, that I can say it was like, oh, that was a freak right there. I'm like, good question. Can't say that. Not to say not at all, but you know.
I don't know if I've been with a Scorpio. But
I have not, but I just think they're more outward about it, but they're definitely not the only freak of the zodiac.
Right.
No, they, from the ones that I know that are friends of mine, they deem themselves the freak of the zodiac. Like, they are the freakiest out of everybody else. And I'm just like, oh, okay, if that's how you feel, then, you know. Then you ask them what's the freakiest thing they done, and they'll be like, oh, I did a threesome with my boyfriend that one time,
like, really?
At band
That's
camp.
All
like,
you licked some ass. You appreciate me. You ain't lick no ass, man.
Like, oh, okay, if that's what you deem freaky, then do your thing. Like, have fun.
Right, right. You know, you're living your best life.
I'm going to just keep my business to my podcast and leave you where you at.
Right.
All right, so today's topic goes along with the guest that we have today. And I know you guys heard before that we were looking for a lifestyle couple, and Nikki kindly hit us up and told us she would love to be a guest, her and her, I'm not sure what you guys are. Are you guys married or?
We are life partners.
Okay, got it. Her and her life partner, Lex, was interested in being on the show. So we are absolutely happy to have you guys. So my first question is, how long have you guys been together?
A year and a half.
Okay. And did you guys meet in the lifestyle, or did you guys meet and then decide to be a part of the lifestyle?
Can I be frank?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can say cuss words?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Fuck yeah.
We met at a fuck party.
Okay.
He kind of came at me. I wasn't really. I was way, way new into the lifestyle. Way, way new. It was like my second party in life ever. And he was like, "Can I touch you?" I was like, "Ah." He was like, "Okay, never mind." And he went on and did not say anything to me for the rest of the night. So I'm just roaming around, being a voyeur, just looking. And then I saw him fucking this other girl. I was just like, "I want him to fuck me like that."
Right. Okay. That was very straightforward. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Right. So what brought your interest into the lifestyle?
It kind of just, I didn't even know. It kind of just fell in my lap. I just went to the new beach and I met someone. And then that person kind of, you know, introduced me to things. And that's how I was able to meet Lex.
Okay.
What makes it appealing to me is that it's just like monogamy is not. I felt like it was. I was obligated to monogamy, but it never felt good.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't feel right. Felt good.
So, right. Would you identify yourself as like bi, or are you straight?
Ah, here we go.
You don't like the labels?
I don't mind labels, but it's really like okay. I don't. I say that I'm bisexual. But I don't perform oral sex. I don't, on a female.
Okay.
So, like, I'll play with a female, but I don't really perform oral sex. So, is that bi? Bi, kind of?
I mean, you would be considered as bi, just as a pillow princess.
Right.
There's
nothing wrong with that. There's women who love women who like to be pillow princesses. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you engage in sexual activity with a woman, so that's what it is.
Okay, well, that's where I am.
I know I don't really care for the term pillow princess because that I feel like that means that the other woman might be beneath you because you won't touch her in that way, and you know right. what I mean.
Yeah,
like that,
it
feel
like
that's
I'm not participating at all.
Yeah, yeah, like you just
yeah,
right. Like you lazy.
And that's definitely not how I meant it. It was just a term.
It just sounds
you.
Like I'm just like laid out, and you know, here you go.
Right.
Eat my pussy pheasant and keep moving. Okay. Yeah. So I can't put the question that I have into words at the moment.
So how long have you guys been in some type of open relationship?
A year and a half.
I like that. Okay.
He's been in lifestyle for a while. Lex, are you here? He's been in lifestyle for already. He says that I'm a fake swinger. I don't think I'm a fake swinger. I'm just learning. I'm just learning.
Right.
I'm open to, but I need information. I need everything before I can, you know, just agree to anything. Go ahead.
It sounds like you're taking your time.
As you should.
Okay. As you should.
You're just taking your time. You're enjoying what it is for now, and if you choose to delve deeper, so be it. Go for it. But
okay,
like, who's gonna dive head in into like a swimming pool and you can't see the bottom, like,
and you can't swim,
surprised.
Like, you don't know how to swim, but you're just gonna dive in.
I walk slowly. I want to dive. I'm not scared of water. Go ahead.
Do you think that when you started in the lifestyles, because you said that you are kind of new at it, and then you met your partner, would you say that it has increased your sex life as far as how outrageous or more, are you more exploratory now? Like, do you explore more things?
Yes. Yeah, I have. Things that I didn't know that I would be open to. Example, not with him, not with my life partner, but in, you know, because I've been exposed to this, I met someone that allowed me to peg him. I had no idea that I wanted to, and I had no idea how empowering it was. But, you know, that was an experience that I had that I was just like, I'm glad I was even open to doing it.
That's my
it is. It's very, very, very empowering.
Very, I believe empowering. It. Ah, that's my fucking
See, I thought that I wanted to do that, but now that I, like, I think about it even more. I'm just like, no, I don't want to have that power and control over a man. Like, I want him to control me in a way. So I guess, you know, I really did think that I wanted to try it, but now I'm just like, eh, I'm good.
I just want the end result. That's
me
that's
too.
My own,
that's what I wanted.
Yes, exactly. I want the end result. I want to see and hear and feel your body as you go into this convulsion of ecstasy from coming. Like, that's
because what of what you did to him.
Correct.
Okay. That's the feel I get when I'm sucking dick.
What?
That's the feel I get when I'm sucking dick. Like, I feel like,
yeah,
I feel like
too.
I'm...
I do. That's... I just know that, from what I've heard that just that orgasm from a man from doing that is, like, pretty extreme. So.
Right, it's way more powerful.
Correct. And I just want to see it one time, that's all. I don't even have to do it.
Yeah, one time is fine. I don't have to ever do it again. I will, you know, if the opportunity presents itself. But that one time was great. That was pretty awesome.
Okay.
Was that like enough?
That was enough. Yeah, it gave me, you know, it gave me my feels that I wanted. It's like all those things that you described. It gave me all of that. Like, mm-hmm. I just wanted to see, and that's good. Like, it's not something that I need, but it was something that I want.
Got it.
I wanted to experience.
Okay. So, how do you guys participate in the lifestyle right now? Like, what do you guys do?
Okay. That's a good question.
I know during the quarantine it's probably difficult, but before this, what were you guys doing?
Before this, let me tell you, before this, and I actually said this today, like, before this, the way it was going was, like, because he lives in Maryland, I live in Texas.
Okay.
And I work in Florida. So, like, before this, like, you know, when I would be there, like, you know, best times that I've had, I guess, in life, I would be, like, at a friend of his party that, a lifestyle party, I guess, is what it's called. But pretty much that's mostly it. You know, he has his, you know, his friends that he sees. I have my friends that I see. But, it, you know, all that we say is just be safe and come back to me. I think I answered that question. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of ethically non-monogamous. That's the word. Yeah, that's my experience right now is ethically non-monogamous.
Okay. Now, I know when you hit us up, you said something about trying to explore maybe being in a throuple or triad.
It didn't work.
Can you tell us a little bit about the experience?
Okay, yes. Okay, so the way, I don't know where he is, but okay, whatever, I'm just going to keep going. The way that it went down, so we're in this WhatsApp group, all of us. It's a group of about 60 people in this WhatsApp group because we all go to the new beach in Florida, in South Florida.
What's the name of the beach, by the way? Because I might want to check it out.
Hallover Beach. You do want to check it out.
Hallover Beach.
You do want to check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Writing that down?
Yeah. Tower 14. So we're all in this group, again, it's about 60 of us in this group, and he told me that, you know, he was like, I want to fuck that, and I was like, okay, well, fuck that. So he's like, okay, I'm gonna hit at her. So then, you know, he comes back and he talks to her, and he's like, well, she's talking about she only fucks if she's in a relationship, and, you know, it wasn't even really kind of presented that way, it was just kind of like, okay, let's do this, like, you know, I want to fuck Beth wanted a relationship, so let's add Beth. Like that, like, I'm sure the three of them have a different perception, but that's my perception of how it started. Like, you told me you want to fuck Beth. Okay, cool, go fuck Beth. And then you come back from talking to Beth and you tell me that now we want to be in a relationship. It's just like, oh shit. So then, you know, I was like, all right, because, you know, I knew that he wanted to. I knew that that was, you know, something that he wanted. It wasn't something that we talked about in the beginning, but from our conversations, you know, we casually talked about it. I didn't know we were ready to start. I really didn't. I didn't know we were ready to, you know, add somebody right now. But okay, so I opened my mind to it. The first few days, it just, my stomach was turning. It just didn't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he and I were together. They were on the phone, And I was being a spoiled brat. I really was. And I was just like, you know, like, I'm just going to sit here and be still and see if he even notices that I'm not moving. And nobody said nothing. So the whatever the two-year-old self in me was just like, you know what? Forget it. I don't want none of this. Like, none of this. Like, it didn't start right. You talked to him. You didn't talk to me. Like, fuck this. I don't want any of this. Mm-hmm. So, and he was just like, well, look, if it's not cool with you, it's not cool. We won't do it. That's one day. So then the next day, I was just like, okay, Nikki, like, okay, just at least try. So I reach out to her, and I tell her, you know, that was really fucked up how it started. Like, it won't work if I don't want it, and you didn't talk to me. So, but I am willing to, you know, I'm willing to try this. And, you know, she explained that, you know, I wasn't at all, like, she wasn't at all trying to, you know, disrupt anything at all. She wasn't trying to disrupt anything. She was just, you know, going with the conversation that was being had. So, okay, all right, that's fine. We keep going. We're setting up, you know, we're talking, like, a couple days. It didn't last that long. A couple days, we talked in the morning, we talked at night. And then every time she talks, like, I'm listening to things that she's saying. And every time that she's talking, I'm listening, and I'm just like, oh, my God, this is not going to work. I can't allow her close to me. She's not a bad person. She didn't do anything wrong, but we just don't think the same. And so instead of me being honest about my feelings and honest with everybody, I just kept going. So this goes on. Now we're at, like, day 3 or 4 now, and I haven't felt good at all any of these days. Fourth day, I'm just like, she tells this one last story of how she got tricked out of pussy at this age in life. Who the fuck gets tricked out of pussy? For real? And so I'm just like, okay, nah, fuck this. I don't want any parts of this shit. I can't deal with her. Like, and so, like, what it looks like to everybody is just like, you know, we're about to start this great journey, and then I just spaz the fuck out and left. That's what it looks like. But to me, it's just like, you know, I tried this, but that shit didn't work. Like, she ain't it. If we're gonna do it, we can, but she ain't the one.
Okay. So that's how that ended.
So, yeah. So it wasn't the idea of it that turned you off. It was a particular person that was trying to make that happen. That was the issue. So if it was a different person, you might be more open to it if they're, you know.
And see, like, when I started it, like, he started this WhatsApp group, and, you know, I kind of laid out some, I hate saying rules, but it really was rules.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, like, basically what I was saying is just like, you know, we're here for him, and that's it. I don't really like girls like that. I don't like girls like that. So it's not like, you know, I'm not, like, I don't need a bitch to eat my pussy. It's cool sometimes, but I don't need that. Like, I need some sticking, like, for real. Like, I need them. So, you know, but my problem with her was that she was way more interested in me than him.
Mm.
And that wasn't cool to me. That was so not cool to me. Like, it was just like, it was, like, I, there have been several times that completely lesbian women have thought that, like, because I'm not very feminine, that, you know, like, it's easy to turn me out, but I like dick. I really do. Like, I try to think, I like it, it's cool, but I need dick primarily. So her having more interest in me was a turnoff.
Right.
And I know that she felt that what she was doing was appealing to me, but it was really turning me off. It was really turning me off because I could tell that she wanted me more than him. I wasn't interested in you. He was.
Right.
Like it wasn't me. Like, it was not me interested in you. Like, I would have never found myself in, you know, a sexual position with her were it not for his interest in wanting to just fuck her. Now, had this, like, if it had gone ideally, to me, it would have been just like, you know, okay, I want to fuck Beth. Okay, fuck Beth. Okay, I talked to Beth. She said, you know, this, and this. Like, can you get me a ticket? Because I'm a flight attendant. He's on benefits. You know, can I fly down to South Florida? Go ahead. Please go ahead. Come back and tell me about it. Like, that would have been ideal. Like, that's how the ideal situation would have gone. But she allegedly, and I'm saying allegedly, doesn't fuck outside of a relationship. I don't know who in this point in life fuck outside of a relationship. Okay. And that, you know, that was another problem. It's just like, you know, like some blatant lies.
How did you meet her?
That group. They group. I've never.
In a, it's a lifestyle person. Group or just a nude group?
Nude group is okay. The way it is labeled, but there are people in lifestyle. There are people that are not in lifestyle that are just in the nude group.
Got it. Okay. I'm like, if she knew what it was, then why is she now only having sex in relationships?
She was in the lifestyle before, and she told us about, you know, her last time that she attempted a relationship, and that was one of the stories that was such a turnoff to me. Like, she was saying that you know, she played with the husband, and then she had oral sex, anal sex with him, and then he wanted to leave his partner. And, you know, she backed out of it. And I was just like, none of this sounds right. Like, none of that at all sounds right.
She's an I don't like this. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, that wouldn't have sounded right to me either.
And then, like,
the false story you chose to tell me. That was the one you decided to tell me about yourself.
Right. I'm so serious. Like, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Like there's so many life stories you could have shared with me. That should have been one that you kept. Like, every life story that she shared, I was just like, Like, I don't make judgment. Like, you know, like, I don't care what you do. Like, my thing is, like, your mindset and your decisions. Like when she got tricked out of the pussy, I was just like, well, when you talk to him after that, like, did you make him say what he did to you? She's like, no, I didn't make him say. She can't be on my team. Like, no. You can't. No. You can't be on my team and, like, you know, that's okay for somebody to do you like that. Like, how do you get tricked out of pussy at something years old?
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, you know, girls that don't know how to deal with their emotions get tricked out of pussy. Like, how the hell does a 57-year-old woman get tricked out of pussy? So, like,
it happens.
Like, you know, I know, obviously. You know, yeah. So, like, it was just like, you know, she just wasn't there mentally. Again, I'm not close to the idea at all. I'm still not close to the idea, but I just can't see where I will find somebody that I could deal with. Like, mentally, like, on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this. Like, she did say this to us, which kind of confused me about the whole thing. Like, after we're supposed to start this struggle, then she comes to us and she says, can she be our sex slave? So, you're our sex slave. I don't got to give you no attention. You just there when I want to fuck. Like, to me.
Yeah, that's like, what know? A sex slave is.
So, like, so, if you ask me that, then what the fuck we got to do all these Zoom meetings and shit for?
Sound like a lot of complications here just to have sex at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lot of, like, yeah.
So it just wasn't worth it. So I was just like, fuck this shit, I'm out. I'm so out. So,
said, fuck this shit,
that's
I'm
my
out.
Experience so far.
Okay.
Huge difference between sex slave and relationship.
Absolutely.
Right. Like, completely different.
Completely different.
Was she new to the lifestyle?
No. No, allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly because I don't believe everything. You know, I don't know. But allegedly she said she wasn't. But I think she is just a lesbian that wanted to be in a relationship. That's pretty much it. That's my assessment.
So she was a lesbian.
Not, my assessment. Yeah, she's a lesbian that wants the security of a man. It's pretty much it.
But she
doesn't want him. And it's so obvious she doesn't want him. I could tell how she looked at him. I could tell how she responded to him. I could tell how she looked at me and how she responded to me. Like, she does not.
So why even agree to be a part of that if she wasn't into it? Like, that just doesn't make sense.
Because she was, because she wanted her.
You know what I mean? She really wanted her.
She wanted you.
Well, if I show, like, I'm interested in him, then that will give me an opportunity to fuck her.
Stop snitching.
You said stop snitching?
You can't even talk to a young lady in person. Why are you telling her about your business?
What?
I didn't want to tell her. I didn't feel like she was open.
Well, surprise, I have invited her to the group meet, everybody. Like Jerry Swan.
Well, go ahead. That's great. That's absolutely wonderful.
Go ahead. Speak up, mystery lady.
Hello? Can't hear her.
I don't know. Is she saying anything?
Yeah, I don't know. Lex, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm waiting for her to speak too. But go ahead, Nikki. I'm sorry. I was booed up anyway. But I'm glad to be back. Let's talk about this.
Well, what's your take on it, Lex?
Well, I went on an elevator that cut off, right? I believe she was explaining that the girl wanted to be with her, not necessarily with me. She wasn't feeling the girl. And that's pretty much all I heard.
That's what you heard. She asked, what was your take?
What was my take on it?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be right. I mean, you and I both know that she really was only coming after you. And she started mimicking or mirroring our personas because she wanted to be a part of what we had, wherever she perceives that to be. From day one, you kind of made it known with your non-verbals that you weren't interested. And that just made her submit to you even more and more and more, which is not very attractive for most men to see someone who claims to be an alpha or whatever. And then next thing you know, I'll be a sub. Just give me a piece of ass. Just give me a piece of ass. That's not very attractive, even when it's a woman trying to do it to another woman. And again, I just want to fuck. I didn't come here to do all this talk. Just like the first day I met you. Same thing I told you, Dad.
Okay, your energy feels
kind of
heavy, but yeah.
Nope. Same as the first day you met me. Same as like words I met you with.
I'm confused now. But okay, so Lex, can you tell us how you got into the lifestyle?
Many years ago, about 25, I think, years ago, I was introduced by the person I was in a relationship at the time.
Okay.
And it just went from there?
Pretty much. I'm into it. She was into it. We agreed to get into it as a couple and do our thing, and we had a great time with it. Since then, I find normal relationships quite boring, and I've just been lifestyle ever since.
Okay. So, what made you guys decide to... No, that's not my question. My question is, did you guys date outside the lifestyle before jumping back into the lifestyle? Or did y'all take a break from the lifestyle, or did you just continue from where you started?
When you say you guys, are you talking to me or him?
I'm talking to both of you.
Yeah, well, it was like we met at a lifestyle party, so like it was just.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you met me when I was naked and putting in some work.
Okay. Yeah. You must have put on a good show.
I was just doing me, what y'all always do. I just doing me. I'm not trying to impress anyone. I'm not trying to be a show. I'm just trying to do what I gotta do.
Okay. So what made you guys decide to be a couple in the lifestyle?
Well, that's debatable if we're a couple in the lifestyle. I think when she introduced herself, Nikki made known that I consider her a fake swinger. So I don't think we both are in the lifestyle. I think I'm in the lifestyle. And since I've been in the lifestyle, I met Nikki as my life partner.
Right. So why do you consider her a fake swinger?
She's what do you go say, bi curious, swing curious.
Mm-hmm.
She's a swing. She's not really about this life. She's too emotionally connected to ever actually go through the physical parts of pleasure if it involves anyone other than herself. Which is why this recent little shindig didn't work. And I knew it wasn't gonna work from the start. Just a train wreck waiting to happen. She doesn't do anything that she wants to do it, such as this interview. I didn't call you guys up with this. I'm actually working. That's why I'm going in and out of signal area. But like I say, it just you gotta have a free and open mind if you really want to be a true swinger. Because it can't be good for you one day and not good for you the next day. Or you have an excuse why it's not good, no matter how weak the excuse may be.
Okay. So,
generally speaking, of course.
I'm sorry? You said generally speaking?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. Do you guys have any other questions?
No. No, it was pretty informative to me.
Are you not entertained?
Yes.
Good. Where did you see the after show?
The after show? What's the after show?
We'll see. We'll let you know.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know when Nikki reached out, she said that you guys were looking for a third. What exactly are you guys looking for in a third?
Well, Nikki was looking, and I was looking for a third, to find someone that would complement our already existing relationship and what we value in each other. Maybe we could value a third, and have he or she spice things up for us a little bit. The only problem is, it's rare that you'll find someone with the same chemistry, but that's in any relationship, whether it be lifestyle or not, but we have yet to find that person.
Okay. So what type of chemistry are you talking about?
Well, that's the problem. That's a question that I think we should be asking both of us, because my version of chemistry may not be the same as her version of chemistry, which may not be the same as yours.
Well, I am asking both of you.
My version of chemistry would mean that, like, I'm trying to feel like we can think together. We think on the same level, if that makes any sense. Like, we have the same desires, and well, that would be it, because we want the same thing as the same desires. So we want the same thing. We're able to, you know, like someone that just doesn't grind our gears, like.
I would think you would want somebody that you can vibe with, someone that can meet the same energy that you're giving off.
Right. Yeah. You
know, it's got to be a connection, and it definitely have to be some type of trust there that I would think that would make everyone comfortable in that scenario. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not only, energy is a word that we use, but you also, at least I believe, you need to possess all the same aura as well. Because me and Nikki have definitely different energies, but they coexist quite well. And it's not going to be the same. And I don't want the third to be the same either. But I do want it to be...
To be compatible.
Yeah, like compatible, yeah.
Okay.
That's the only way it's going to work.
So
I did have that thought, I guess, along those lines. Like, I thought that, like, you know, I was aggravated with her for, like, being, like, I guess, beta. But then I don't know that I would even really be able to handle another alpha female. So that, like, I don't know that, like, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure, like, what it is. I do know at this point, like, there's some things that, like, okay, first let me say, his assessment of where I am in this is not correct. I know it sounds like we're like a crazy couple, right? But his assessment of where I am is not correct. Like, I don't care. Like, you can fuck all the bitches you want to fuck. I don't care. Like, really fuck. I literally want you to fuck all the bitches you want to fuck. Just be safe and come back. I don't care about any of that stuff. Like, my thing is time. Like, when time starts getting, you know, involved, and it's just like, yeah, I don't, you know, it just doesn't feel good to me. But, like, you know, I don't care. Like, really, I really don't care about, you know, fucking. I don't want anybody using him, and I don't want anybody trying to, you know, take my place. Other than that, I don't care what you do. Like, for real. Like, don't try to do
that. How many times has that actually come about?
I don't know how to quantify that.
Right, it's not, because we don't have a quantifiable. Figure to put it towards, we have yet to find anybody that's compatible with both of us.
Hence why we're where we are right now.
Well, I'm not even looking anymore, because to be honest, it's not...
Okay, so if we're being honest, I didn't even know we were looking. You told me you wanted to fuck her, and then you came back with relationship. So it wasn't that I was looking. It was in casual conversation, like, let's do this and let's do this. It wasn't like, okay, let's add somebody to this. And then you came back with that.
You seem pretty shocked that your lifestyle boyfriend wanted to fuck somebody who was trying to fuck him.
No, you're not saying the same. We're so not saying the same thing. Because you wanted to fuck somebody, and that was cool, yes. then you came back to me after you said you want to fuck somebody and said somebody that you want to fuck wants to be in a relationship with us.
Like, well, those aren't the same things. I don't come back to you because
at all.
If you ask me to bring it to you, I'll bring it to you. And then that was up to you to be yay or nay. And you said yay. Shortly said nay. Because you said you couldn't handle faking the phone. So one of us is being true. I'm just a guy trying to get some pussy. No, I ain't never changed. I'm not sure what the conversation is about. I'm that dirtbag. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess that's where the comfortability comes from. Do you know what I mean? Until you both can find someone that you feel both 100% comfortable with, then you're right. Then you probably wouldn't need a third. Right. And that's just in any relationship, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we need no third.
You know, maybe it's just something that you guys have fun doing on the side, fuck a bitch together, and then go separate ways. At least for a trial run.
Right.
Try it a few times and see how that works out. See how everything flows from that point.
And then if you're comfortable with the person that you've done it with a couple of times, then, you can move from there.
Ideally, for me,
is one of them more sure about that, and I think she's about to hit the hammer, nail on the hammerhead.
Go ahead. You please go ahead.
No, I mean, you go ahead. Because I was about to say, there's only one problem with us having repeats. We don't do repeats.
Ah.
Okay.
So my question that's interesting.
I don't suggest you do a repeat unless you're completely comfortable with the third party.
Right, exactly.
So if you're not, then you don't.
Then I would think they would be a repeat. You know what I mean? Because they're kind of into maybe possibly exploring the idea of a third. So, yeah. I would think as long as you guys both find somebody you both are into, it could happen or it wouldn't. You just got to trial and error. Unfortunately, that's where trial and error comes in.
Yeah, pretty much. That's just like dating. Like, you date 100 people before you finally find the one that you want.
Correct.
Maybe not exactly 100, but, you date a couple people before you find the one that's for you, so.
Right.
Well, you definitely don't come into the first damn conversation with relationship.
Oh, I never said the bitch wasn't crazy, but I'm just saying. Can that be a good woman? But what's the point of having you?
What does that mean?
Well, we can go offline and Google what a good woman be, but I mean,
I'm not being funny. I'm so serious. I'm so very serious. Like, what does a good wingman mean?
Being a good wing man, and I like to say wing person because I think I'm a great wing person.
Okay.
and I'm not having sex with the person that I'm being a wing person for, so it's a little bit different. But a good wing person is somebody who is like a support system for somebody who is trying to get some dick or pussy. Like
your hype man.
I got your back. Yeah. Like I can talk you up.
Oh, well, shit, presented like that then.
Yeah. Like, I could talk you up. Like I could disappear when I need to. I can come and interrupt something if I need to. I can grab somebody who might be in y'all way and pull them over to the side.
That makes sense. I swear to God, this is the first time I'm hearing be a good wingman. And if it was said like that at the beginning, oh, well, shit, all right. That would have been cool. Like, Nikki, I just need you to be a good wingman.
That's it right there. That one right there would have turned the green light on.
Not even that word, but if you'd have said those things, you never even said those things. It was just like, bring this bitch in. And I felt like if I didn't bring her in, then I'm not giving you what you want. Like, that's what it felt like to me.
So it sounds like there needs to be some more communication about what people
I said this
willing to do or want to do.
Yeah, like, don't come back from I want to fuck a bitch to relationship.
Yeah, that was kind of drastic, just for it to be starting out.
It was like nobody fucking had a problem with it but me. It was just like, don't nobody see this shit is wrong? Of course, okay, I guess he's gonna say like whatever his cavalier, attitude towards it is, and she's just like, yes, let's go. And I'll be like, whoa, the fuck? Like, nobody see a problem with this shit. This shit is scary. I'm a crazy bitch. I can see a crazy bitch. But no.
I mean, most relationships don't start out with, hi, my name is And now we're boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, you got to date first. You got to get to know each other first.
And I don't know if I want to be with you if I ain't fucked you. For real.
That's how a lot of people do it, too.
But that kind of goes back to what we were saying. It's just like any other type of connection you're trying to make with someone, or if it's any type of other relationship. If you're curious on having a possible third come in on a regular basis, that's if, then you would have to look at it the same way as when you meet a man. You know what I mean? You have to be comfortable with that person. You may need to chit chat with her more, you know what I mean? And see if that bond is there or not. The only reason why I say so much on is because I'm into that. I don't want a permanent third. I know exactly that I'm not into poly, but I do enjoy having threesomes. But for me to have a threesome and me to be willing to share whoever it is that I'm into at that time, I need to feel comfortable with the female. A conversation needs to be had.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Doesn't need that we need to be best friends. I'm not saying that we need to be lovey-dovey. But I need to be able to feel you out, see how we connect. Do you laugh at my jokes? Do I laugh at yours? Do you have even any type of conversation available for me to actually be interested in you other than what you look like? It kind of all falls in the same way as you do with the male.
Right.
And that's kind of probably the vibe you had there. You just weren't comfortable with her. I mean, it's just, that's the thing. Because if you were, I don't think the conversation would have went that way. If you enjoyed her company and really was into her, then you probably maybe would have considered it a little more. You wouldn't have felt like it didn't feel right. It didn't feel right because you're not into her like that. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a lot of trial and error. It's not always going to work out the way it is, and it's not that easy to find a third. Trust me, I know.
I mean, it goes that way with any relationship, period. Like,
mm-hmm.
When I first met Lil Bit, I thought she was trying to take my job. Like, I ain't like her. The fuck?
She hated my ass, y'all. She hated my ass.
I did not hate her. But it was just like, I thought she was trying to take my job. Like, yeah, I trained her. And it's fine. I trained her. I ain't had no problem doing it. But you not taking my job. And now, all these years later, she's one of my best friends. You know what I mean? Like, we had to build that. That's not something that just turns on because somebody introduced us. And that goes with pretty much any relationship except you and your parents. Like, even siblings got to get to know each other a little bit before they can be like, oh, all right, I fucked with her. You know?
Right.
You don't really have no choice when it comes to siblings, but still, any relationship is something that has to be worked on. It can't just be thrown into the mix. Like, I think about D-Ray Davis, the comedian, right? He has two girlfriends. One of the girlfriends he's had for a long, long time. Them two themselves have gone through at least three that I know of. This last one is sticking. But before that, like, they went through other girlfriends that one or the other wasn't feeling as much as the other one. So they was like, all right, it's over. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you just got to take your time and decide what exactly it is you want and then go find it. Like, you can't just, it's not something that can be rushed.
Yep. And definitely let it be something that you want to do, that you're into.
Right.
You know, and if you're into it, then you're into it. And if you're not, that's perfectly fine too. And then you just need to express that. You know what? I'm just not for it right now. You know what I mean? Like, how I'm feeling, the way shit's rolling, you know, I don't feel comfortable. And if you're not comfortable, then it's not going to be any fun, right?
It sounds like he just wanted to fuck, and she was hindering it, so he was trying to make it so
he could fuck. I guess I was, like, now I'm learning that I was just supposed to go along and trigger out of some more pussy, is what it sounds like I'm supposed to be.
Oh. But it sounds like he wanted more of that than you, so at this point, I would have told him to go trick it himself.
Right, like, you got to work on that on your own, buddy.
Yeah, you got to get on that on your own, buddy. I'm not
that's
mad at
pretty,
that.
That's exactly at this moment right now, that's where it is. Like, you can trick her out some pussy. I don't want to trick her out no pussy.
Right. I was your wingman for the first round. I don't need it.
Right. Yeah.
At this point, it's your penis. Work that out. You need to talk your own penis up. Not
but apparently, her intentions weren't pure either, because she didn't want penis.
She didn't want penis. She wanted vagina.
So, there's that.
Well, well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yes, we truly, truly, truly appreciate it.
More an insight of, you know, how those type of dynamics work. You know, I think a lot of people are curious about it. And I have noticed that more people are getting into open relationships.
Absolutely.
That's becoming a more and more popular thing.
That threesome life is like a big deal now.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like.
When before it was like hidden, nobody talked about it.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. But this episode is going to come out on our new platform called The Culture Radio. So it won't come out until the first Friday in July, just so you know.
Okay.
But when it does, I will let you know, and I will send you the link as soon as it's up.
Okay.
Is there any businesses or anything you would like to promote?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't have any.
So, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Bedroom Candy by Vanessa. Their website is www.bkparties.com/8059. I was doing so good, and now I'm messing it up again. You can definitely check us out on our website, threesweettalkers.com, and you can check us out on all of our social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at threesweettalkers. That's the number three. We appreciate you guys for listening and following us to this new platform. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.